This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 236 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we're going to be doing a little movie that many people in my regular life have asked me to watch, that I've tried to watch one other time, couldn't get through it, but I finally did it. I'm going to be doing a little movie from 1985 called The Last Dragon. I should say Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon. Now, Alex, not a first-time watch for you, from what I understand, but when is the last time you watched this movie?
Well, if I was 40, I'm 40 now. So the last time I seen it was like 9 or 8.
So 30-plus years.
30-plus years ago, yeah, I seen this movie, yeah.
Okay, well, this is great. This is essentially your first time watching it as an adult.
Yes.
Is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. This is my first time watching it as an adult as well. So I want to talk about this movie. I'm very interested to get your perspective on it versus my perspective. So let's get into some Rotten Tomatoes scores like we always do. Now, this one, you want to talk about a tale of two scores. This one got two very different scores. This one has a 59% critic score. So not certified fresh. It's just under the threshold. But the audience score for this movie is an 85. An 85%. I have a feeling about this movie, and I guess we'll discuss it when we get to... I'm going to save it for overall, because I feel like that's where it belongs. Yes, we're going to be talking some Last Dragon. Now, Alex, you know, when I host, you get to go first.
Okay.
I don't even want to get your opinion about the score. I want to just talk about the movie.
Okay.
So you get to go first. Now, you're going to be talking first about the actor's name, Tymac. What is got one name, like Madonna.
Tymac.
And he's playing Leroy Green in this movie. Junior, by the way. Take it away.
All right. Well, look,
tell the truth.
I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to be honest. Like, I mean, when we go into all of this, I try to be as honest as possible. Like, even if I saw it, I'm not going to try to like keep our memories of how good it was as young. You know, I mean, it is what it is. But rewatching this movie, I got to say, my heart was shattered. My heart was shattered. All right, Leroy. Let's get into Leroy. The character is horrible. I mean, well, the character is okay. Actually, to be really honest with you, the character was cool. The character himself is cool.
Okay.
The actor sucked. Like, let's just put it, like, let's just be honest. The character is actually pretty cool. He's a black person. He's learning Kung Fu. He's very into Bruce Lee. Like, he's very heavy Bruce Lee lover, right? He got suits. He fights like him. Everyone's screaming, "Whoa!" And you're like, oh, okay, cool. He goes back home from learning with his master. His master's like, you got to learn even more to become to get that glow, the final stage into the final, you know, mastery and all this shit. So I was like, okay, cool. But if you really think about it, you have this group of gangs in like in the 80s, right? Which beats up people. But apparently everybody in this fucking movie loves martial arts. So everyone is like a martial arts. It's like a it's like
everyone in
man.
Harlem.
Yeah,
loves martial
it's
arts.
Like an Ip Man movie, but in Harlem, right? Like, everyone knows different types of martial arts everywhere, right? And then all the Asian people are acting black, which is kind of weird in this movie, right? Because you're thinking, it's so weird stereotypes everywhere, right? If you really look at it that way. But Leroy's character, the actor was not good. It, like, they just picked him out of an acting school and said, hey, this is your first picture, dude. Like, here we go. Fighting-wise, he was okay. But in terms of his, like, he's very quiet. He's like, you gotta follow the sensei, you gotta do this. And I didn't like him much. I gave him a 2. I thought he was decent as a character. I thought he was decent, but I couldn't relate to him. Like, it was just nothing to, it was really hard to catch on. You know, I mean, we do all these 80s movies and some of them are hit or miss.
Yeah.
Because some of them are very nostalgic. Some of them are life-changing. You know, they changed film history, you know, for a lot of people that watched it and directors and writers. This one, I think it's a cult following more than the nostalgia of 80s. Like, if you say 80s and you go action, yeah, you could go, okay, Last Dragon, because that's 80s. You go, all right, you, it's cool. But honestly, putting it up there with like a Back to the Future or Gremlins, I cannot see it. But it, this is a very tones of the 80s. But with that said, we're talking about character, nothing else. It's a 2. It's a decent.
Well, I gave him the same score. I gave him a 2. Okay, I gave him a 2. This actor is horrible. Yeah. I don't think he's an actor. He got one name. I think maybe he was like a martial artist and then they picked him to do this movie, his line delivery is absolutely horrible. I cannot do this, master. Wait, but I cannot. But I have never been with a woman before. Can you teach me some moves? I mean, can you teach my friend some moves? This is how he talks all the whole entire movie. It's horrible. Yeah. So taking out the actor, what is this character? He is a weirdo. First of all, he's mad weird. This guy's mad weird. He's a black guy who lives in Harlem, who dresses like an old Chinese guy with a little Raiden hat and everything. Okay. And walks around New York City wearing like pajamas and the hat, the Raiden hat. And then he goes home. He lives with his parents. He works at a pizza shop. His little brother clowns him the whole movie. The little brother is my favorite character in the whole movie. He absolutely clowns him, as he should. If this guy was my older brother, I would clown him all day as well. I'd be like, what is wrong with you, man? You're weird. Then he meets a girl and he like falls in love with her, played by Vanity, which I'll get into her later. But he falls in love with her, but he's looking for the glow. I can't wait to talk about storyline either. Anyway, he's whack. He's mostly whack. The only reason I didn't give him a one is because at the end, I like the last scene, at least as far as the character goes. You know, he gets the girl. He finds the glow, all this garbage. He fights that guy, you know, whatever. I give him a two because at least he does that. At like the end is pretty good. Other than that, this is a horrible, like this is a poorly written character and he's weird. I don't like him, but I give him a two. Okay, now, villain. So, this was tough because...
You got Arcadia. I think he's mostly the one.
Eddie Arcadian is the main villain. They make it like this show enough guy is gonna be the main villain, but then he gets hired, so he's like a henchman.
Yeah.
So, we'll discuss both, I guess.
Yeah, a two. Eddie Arcadia. He's like an over... Yeah. The top villain. Now, he's actually pretty cool if you look at it from the 80s point of view. He's a cool villain. He screams a lot. He's trying to get his woman in a music video played by Vanity in a club called Seven to Heaven or something like that.
Seventh Heaven.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, cool. So he's like some type of mafia guy that's always yelling all over the place. Then you got the guy who ate the burger from Dumb and Dumber there.
Oh, yeah, Mike Starr.
Yeah, Mike Starr is in it, right? And then you got your boy from Wild Hogs with the tattoo, with the apple tattoo.
Yeah, William H. Macy.
He's in it, too.
Pops up in one scene. Yeah.
In one scene. Oscar Award winner, right? You go, oh, my God. The Last Dragon produced Oscar Award winners, because that's what I got from the movie.
Yes, you're right.
he was a decent villain. Decent villain. Now, that's not who I want to talk about. I'm talking about my man Sean Off. I thought that was Tony Todd. And I was like, was that
Candyman?
I thought it was Candyman with the karate film. Because wait a minute. It's not him. It's not Tony Todd because I had to look it up.
It's Julius Carey.
Yes, Julius Carey. I was like, wait a minute. I was like, Tony Todd was Sean Off? Because it looked just like him. He sounds exactly like Candyman. And honestly, I'm going to be honest with you, Nate. He was actually pretty cool. He was better than Leroy, to be honest. I mean, he's over the top. You could say over the top, whatever, villain or whatever. But he was actually really cool. Like, if you say to anyone, The Last Dragon, everyone was going to repeat Sean Off. You know, am I the prettiest? It's like, Sean Off.
Baddest.
Yeah, Sean Off, right? Like, yeah, who is the meanest, whatever, FLB. So you're like, okay, cool. I liked him as a villain. I was like, man, you know what? If he was more villainy, I would have been like, yeah, you know what? That would have been cool. If he was like the main villain for the whole movie, I would have gave it a three or a four because I liked him. I gave it a two because I was going more with the Arcadia dude that was just annoying producer that kept picking on Vanity for like no reason just to play a video. And she sucked anyway. So it was like even worse. But Sean Off was cool, dude. When they were fighting, I was like, you know what? He was pretty cool. When they roughed up the pizza joint, I was like, you know what? I was like, that's very villainy. I was like, you know, that's pretty cool. Papa Green's pizza shop. But other than that, I mean, I gave it a two because I was going more with the producer than Sean Off.
Sure. No, you're right. So I'm going to date myself. Well, I can't really date myself that much here. We're talking about a movie. I grew up in the 90s. Yeah. Let me tell you, my only experience before this movie with this character was in a Busta Rhymes music video. I was a big Busta Rhymes fan in the 90s when I was a kid. And he made a video for a song called Dangerous. And in this movie, he recreates that character. Like, he plays Show Nothing. He's like, am I the baddest? And he's doing all this stuff. I had no idea that this is what that was from until 2 nights ago when I watched this movie. I thought it was just something he did in the video. I was like, this is weird. Why is he doing this in this video? So apparently he's a fan of The Last Dragon. That being said, Eddie Arcadia is whack. What is this guy? He is like, first of all, he's just a rich guy. He wants to get his girlfriend like a music career. She's horrible. She's kind of like a Cyndi Lauper type, except that's not as good, but like a Cyndi Lauper type, you know, high voice, New York sounding, singing these like really weird pop songs. And, you know, I'm like, okay. And his big gripe is that they don't want to play her song. So now he wants to like kidnap the host of a show. This is the bad guy of this movie. This is what he wants to do. He wants to kidnap the host of a pretty much an MTV show, but not even against the storyline. He wants to kidnap the host of a show because she won't play his girl's music. That's the villain of this movie. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. If Show Nuff was the villain of this movie, I loved him. He's the, besides the little brother, I love the little brother. But besides the little brother, this guy was great. When he, I don't like the movie theater scene. It makes my skin itch. But when he first comes in there and he's just like, his whole speech, when he tells him, kiss the Converse. And then he like doesn't want to do it. And he's like, kiss the Converse. I like that. I was like, this guy, he's weird too. He's mad weird. He's walking around with like little Japanese flags on his stuff. He's black.
And the football pads.
Yeah. He has like this gang of girls and they're like, yeah, we gonna fight you. You look like a chicken wing.
You look like a chicken wing.
They always say like, you a sucker. You some kind of sucker. So I'm like, oh my gosh, what the hell? But I did like Show Nuff. But Eddie Arcadian, not good. Did not like him. I'm with you. Because he turns out to be the main villain, I gotta score him a 2. If Show Nuff was the main villain, 4. He had the glow already. He had glowing powers. He was better at the time. Powers. He had the powers. He had red hands. He was like, red. Yeah. So, but he turns out to be not the main bad guy. So 2.
Yeah.
Okay. It's action. Action.
Action. I'm going to be really honest here. Okay. We do action movie guys. Does this have a lot of action? No. But this is supposed to be some type of martial arts type film. So we got to score it that way.
Sure.
I gave it a 3. I thought it was good. I had fun with it. It was a fun martial arts movie. When he fought Sean Off, I was like, you know what? That's pretty cool. Now, it's funny because my wife never seen this movie. And throughout the movie, she was like, Nate is going to hate this movie. And I was like, why you say that? She goes, because I hate this movie. And I was like, you're making me watch this. And I was like, no, I told you if you want to watch this movie, you can sit down and watch it. Right?
Yeah.
So we watching it. And I'm over here starting to quote the movie because I started to remember as a kid the scenes coming up. So I was like, wait. I was like, hon, he's about to get the glow. Because she's so thrown off. And she goes, what is this Masters of the Universe ripoff? Right? Remember Masters of the Universe? When he's like, I got the power. So she goes, what is this crap? And she's like, she goes, does he get his glow? I was like, yeah. He said, watch. He's going to dump him in the tank. And he goes, who's the master? He goes, I am. And then all of a sudden he does the Bruce Lee thing, right? And she goes, no way. And when she dumps him in the tank, she goes, how did you quote this movie? I was like, because I remember it from like this part of the film. Yeah. That scene was cool. I don't care. It's still to me, that scene still holds up. Like, in a way that, in terms of 80-ness, that scene holds up. With the glow, him standing with the wide angle, and you see the hands doing the Bruce Lee, and then you see the Bruce Lee doing the thing, and then you're like, okay, that's cool. 2023, that shit is whack. Like, you're like, this is not good. But I gotta say, I really enjoyed that fight between him and Sean Off, and then he finally got the going glow of Bruce Lee, that final stage he hit, and then he stopped the bullet with his mouth. And I was like, I was like, that's awesome. But almost anyway,
turned it off. Oh, yeah.
I gave it a 3. I gave it a 3.
Okay. 2. I'm sticking with the 2. Look, I agree with you. My whole 2 points is for the last fight, for the last part. That was pretty good. Other than that, there's barely any action in this movie. First of all, it is 1 hour and 52 minutes. Why is this movie 1 hour and 52 minutes long? We're going to talk about it in storyline, but I'll give you a spoiler. There's no reason for it to be 1 hour and 52 minutes, okay? There's none. I can't think of a reason why this movie needs to be 2 hours long. That's number one. Number two, within that 2 hours, there is like this fight at the end, which is pretty good. Other than that, there's like Nothing. There's a few little like comical fights. You know, the movie theater. They're doing like all this. It's like the worst karate you've ever seen in your life. They never even almost look like they're touching each other. And they're like, psh, 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 psh. I mean, it's so bad. And like, there's martial arts movies that came out before this, you know, that have way better fight. You think, okay, 85, you know, Hollywood production. They got some money. No. It's horrible. It is horrible. You got those girls, like I said, use some, come on, suck a chicken wing, suck a, or whatever they're saying. And then they like punch him. Oh my gosh. No, I didn't like it. I didn't think it was good. I did like the end okay. I thought it was solid. But to be honest with you, one thing you said, and it's spot on, I can only watch this. Like, now, I know it was made in the 80s, but I could only watch it now. I don't have any nostalgia for this. I never saw this as a kid. I didn't even hear this movie till I was in my 20s. So I have no attachments to it. And I'm watching this and I'm reviewing it for an audience now. Maybe there's someone like me, never heard of this movie, never seen this movie, doesn't have any, you know, like attachment to it. You're not going to like the action that much because it's not that good and there's not that much in it. The end fight is pretty good. So I won't give it a 1. I will give it a 2. And it's for that scene. When he caught the bullet, I was pissed off. I wanted to shut it off, but I was like, I only have like 3 minutes left. So let me just see how this ends. But yeah, I wasn't a fan of it. Okay.
Remember when Shonoff did the heel kick?
Oh my God. Yes.
When he stepped on the floor that he kicked him backwards like a donkey. I was like, why is he doing
what
heel
was
kick?
That? Offensive move that you would ever need to do in your life. I'm like, what the heck is that?
He literally did a heel kick.
That was horrible.
That was
his
really
low
bad.
Point in the movie. That stupid kick. That all right, storyline.
Storyline is the one. It is not a good storyline. It's very boring. Very boring movie. And like you said it the best. If it wasn't for the fact that we're watching this for this podcast, I would have shut this shit off 10 minutes into the movie. And I'm going to be like, I want people to understand on this podcast that listens. I love my 80s movies. I love them all. But there comes in a time that I don't want to tarnish my childhood. And some of these movies that we're reviewing has done that to the point that I stopped watching most of the shit that I watched as a kid.
Like, all the movies you liked as a kid, you now hate.
It's starting to hate. Yeah. And this movie falls in line with that. And I was just like, yo, I remember this a lot. And I was like, I remember watching this with my brothers and we were into it. I was like, yo, this is cool. The glow and all this shit. And I was like, man, I want a glow. I want a blue glow. And I was like, this is dumb. Now watching it, it's really a bad movie, bro. Like a dude learning kung fu. There's an extra, you know, I don't mind it. Like, even if you take the storyline and you make it now modern version of The Last Dragon, I think it would work better because of the writing and better actors and better cinematography in terms of fighting cinematography. But I think because it's 80s and I'm going to be 100% honest with you. You know what saved this movie for me? The music score. The music score was fantastic. Very 80s. You got the rhythm of the night. Something doo-ba-doo-ba-doo. Like, I was into it. I said, you know what? The soundtrack was actually pretty cool. But, yo, I couldn't get into it. The over-the-top producer hiring these, not even Mad Max, these running man type villains. You got a dude barking like a dog. Didn't it remind you of Demolition Man?
Rumble in the Bronx.
Yeah, but didn't it remind you of Demolition Man? Like when he unfurls all these dudes from like, they all looked weird from like all these different decades. Like, I was just like, what is this? Like, who
nobody
the
acted
hell?
This way? What is this?
Yeah, it was really far-fetched, the dude barking. You had a fat dude.
I mean,
like,
you
didn't work.
You were in New York in the 80s. Did you see anybody walking on the street barking who wasn't on crack?
No, because he would get his ass beat.
Only crackheads would be
pretty much
way.
Like, so anyway, at the end of the day, the storyline, you're not watching this for storyline. You're pretty much watching this to see if this is still holds up. Towards the end, I guarantee you, you're not going to like the storyline. It just falls apart. And then the chick, whatever her name is, Vanity. We didn't even talk about her. She was okay. But she was just like, she's not an actress. I mean, that's what I got from it. She is, but I didn't see her as an actress. She's cute. I thought she was cute for an 80s lady. But anyway, I gave it a 1. I'll let you take over.
She was all right. She's not that great. You know, people, this is one of those movies where people, speaking of Vanity, every time someone brings up The Last Dragon to me, they're like, Vanity's in it. I'm like, who the hell, who is that? I don't even know who that is. You're saying that to me? Like, I'm supposed to be, like, blown away. Like, Vanity, you know, like Madonna. I know who Madonna is. I don't know who Vanity is. And then I watch this and I'm like, this is Vanity. This is what you're telling me is such a big deal. Like, she was pretty. She wasn't any prettier than any other actress back then. Yeah, like, she's pretty. She can act. You're right. Now, here's the other problem with this story. This is made Berry Gordy. He was the creator, the producer of this movie, right? It's Berry Gordy's. He is a record producer. He's a music guy. He created Motown, or founded Motown Records. You know, respect. But, you know, I'm not clamoring for, like, Quincy Jones to, like, come out and write a martial arts movie. Not that he wrote this, but you know what I mean? Like, make a martial arts movie. The problem is that this movie, to me, it just feels like a commercial for all the songs. It doesn't feel like an action movie. It feels like, okay, we need a love story. Let's throw in some martial arts. And it'll be an excuse to have these long sequences of music. Like, okay, DeBarge is cool. You know, Rhythm of the Night's a cool song. But there's a whole 2-minute part of them. Like, you're watching the music video in the movie and watching people dance. Then Vanity has a musical performance. Then there's other, it's like, yeah, she's doing the Seventh Heaven. When you come to my room, make sure you take the stairs. And when you take the stairs to Seventh Heaven. I'm like, this is like, I don't like these movies. I don't know why people go gushing gaga over these movies. I hate it. It made me uncomfortable. It's super cringy. I just don't like it. So it's a story that exists to show off this soundtrack, I feel like, most of the time. The love story was cute. It was cute. I did give a point for that. Like, I thought it was, you know, he's super innocent, never been with a girl. She's like, she likes him. You know, it was okay. I didn't mind that. I actually gave it a 1. I still gave it a 1. Like, I don't think it's good, but I think that at least that little part was cute. But, like, come on, this is a horribly written movie. The dialogue is terrible. Like, when we're talking storyline and we're talking scripts, no one could tell me there's a good script or a good story. Like, it's bad. Yeah, it's in a sea of things I don't like. The story's probably the worst, weirdest, most point. And then there's all this mumbo jumbo. It's a mumbo jumbo. You got to find the glow. What the hell is that? You got to go. You got to find the master and give him this golden token. And then he will give you the glow. And it's all for nothing. It's fake. There's no such thing. You got to find the power in yourself or whatever. It was a bunch of garbage. I gave it a 1. All right. Overall.
Well, overall, I gave it a 2. I thought it was a decent film. At the end of the whole thing, disappointed because I was like, damn, I ruined another 80s movie for myself. But at the end of the day, it was a decent movie. Was I tortured? I was not tortured. It was just, I wish this movie stood up to the way I remembered it as a kid. But at the end of the day, it does not. And you're right. I mean, there's a point in the movie where she's supposed to tell who's the person that's going to sleep with her or make out with her or whatever the hell she goes to dinner with. They never even announced that. Remember, that was like the whole contest?
Oh, yeah, the winner contest. The brother wants to win, the little brother.
Yeah, which I thought it was funny. But I don't know. In terms of, look, you get everything you want. 80s, right? You get the 80s music, which I thought the soundtrack was really actually pretty cool. You get the over-the-top 80s martial arts. Great, you have that there. You got a good 80s villain. Sean Off, like, if we had a countdown, I would add Sean Off as a villain because he was actually really good as a villain. Now, Arcadia stunk. Like, there's nothing you can do with that. Now, do you have a good lead character? No, Leroy is not a good character as an actor, but I think the character himself, I think if they really remade this movie, I think it would actually, honestly, I think it would be a hit if you have a good director. If you got a good director and a good person to be the lead character and a good villain, I think it could be a hit movie if you rewrite a lot of the stuff. I'm not saying you take the same script. If you rewrite a lot of it.
If you make a whole new movie and call it The Last Dragon, it might be pretty good. Just make a movie called The Last Dragon. Yeah, it might be pretty good. It could be better.
Just change it, yeah. But I think it would be, it's a pretty cool concept. But, I mean, someone that's very fascinated with Bruce Lee, they call him Bruce Leroy, right? I think that was his name.
Yeah, that's like his nickname because his name Bruce is Leroy, Leroy. So they call him Bruce Leroy.
Yeah, I thought it was funny when he showed up with the yellow spandex. I thought that was freaking hilarious from Enter the Dragon. But anyway, with that said, look, I gave it a 2. I thought it was a decent movie.
So I'm going to agree on one. I do think the soundtrack is good, you know? Like I said, you got some DeBarge. got a little Stevie Wonder on that thing. It's not bad. The music's not bad. My problem is, like, it's the focus of the movie half the time instead of the movie, the story. I was generous, and I also gave it a 2, but I think this movie's a pile of crap. I don't understand it. I will say this much. To me, this very much is a movie that you had to like when it came out or grow up like watching it and you have nostalgia for it. There's not a lot of people that I can imagine in my life that have never seen it that if I told them to watch it, that they would like it. I really don't know that many of them. It is not some 80s movies. I was talking to my cousin about this because she grew up in the 80s. She loves 80s movies. And she's like, yeah, that movie sucks. And I'm like, yeah. And you like 80s movies more than I do. Some transcend, right? Like, there are movies that came out in the 80s that are distinctly 80s that are great. Back to the Future, Die Hard, you know, Aliens, Terminator. Like, these movies, they were made in the 80s and they feel 80s, but they're great. This movie was made in the 80s, feels 80s, and is horrible. Like, it is just bad. So if you just like 80s movies no matter what, then maybe you'll like it because you just like the aesthetic, right? Or if you grew up watching it like a lot, like you said you hadn't seen it since you were 9, but let's say you watched it all the time when you were 9. I could see you coming back and be like, yeah, listen, I don't want anybody listening to get mad at me. There are plenty of movies that I grew up watching that are bad that I like. The difference is that I will admit that they are bad and just say I like it. But people tell me that, like, they act like this movie is great. My cousin, I have cousins who are like, The Last Dragon, you've never seen it? Oh my God. And then I watch it finally. It's like the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. Maybe not the worst, but it's up there. It's pretty bad. I didn't like it. So a generous 2. What's your total points?
A 10 out of a 25. Yeah, look, oh man, you're absolutely right with that. I mean, I guess it's the taste of people, right? Because I have a lot of friends. I mean, I'm a huge Ghostbusters fan, and I have a bunch of people that hate Ghostbusters. So, yeah. And that's like one of the top comedies of all time when you think of Ghostbusters, right?
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so there's people that don't like it. And again, it's just all about opinions. So when it comes to this movie, I mean, don't gunners down or anything, but the movie does not hold up. I mean, Nate saw it for the first time. He didn't like it. You know, there's nothing we can
you
do.
You saw it for the second time and you didn't like it.
Yeah, well, I saw it for like multiple times. But yeah, this is, I mean, yeah, right now as an adult.
First time
in
30 years, that's pretty much the first time.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and it just does not hold up anymore. It's just not. But the music is great. I could jam to the music, but yeah.
Yeah, download the soundtrack. It's on Apple Music. You can listen to it all day while you clean the house. I gave this a 9 out of a 25, so we're not far off. But it's joined the single-digit club for me. Look, I went in with an open mind. Honestly, I'm like, okay, I know I turned this off 5 minutes in, like 5 years ago, but let me really give it a chance. This is just not for me. I don't like it. I don't think it's good. I think it's a bad movie. If you like this movie, I'm okay with that. I don't get mad at people for liking any movie, but don't recommend me this movie because it is terrible and I do not like it. Awful. Now, with that being said, thank God this is over. I'm glad I put it last because it was a fun one to review at least. Next week, so this is going to be fun. Next week, we are going to be doing Deadpool 2. So we're wrapping up the Deadpool, the X-Men spinoff movies before we move on to the next franchise, which I will announce on that show. But Alex, we're starting a new month of March. So we have a new topic, and this is one that we did before, and it was horrible, but it was fun horrible. Me and you had some really good reviews on some terrible movies. So guess what? We're bringing back Terrible Action Movie Month. This is movies that have like pretty much single-digit scores on Rotten Tomatoes. So these are really terrible. Let's give you the rundown. You know, at the beginning of the month, I give you the rundown. So I'll go from the last one to the one we're doing next week. Okay. We're going to be watching some Antonio Banderas and Lucy Liu in Ballistic X versus Sever. Then the week before that, we'll be doing a little Mila Jovovich in Ultraviolet, the movie that looks like a computer. Then we're going to be doing some Nicolas Cage. I know you recently wanted to do some Nicolas Cage. Well, I got something for you, my friend. We're going to be watching a little Bangkok Dangerous. That's starring Nicolas Cage. And then next week, we're kicking it off with a monumental turd, a big time failure, a little Dragon Ball Evolution. We are going to be doing some what was the movies we did last time? Rollerball?
We did Rollerball. That was the worst of the worst. Airbender.
I remember Airbender. We enjoyed it for what it was.
There was one we did that we didn't hate that much, but I will have to go back to the archives. I think archives.
It was
that
one. What was the other one? Was it Last Airbender?
I don't even remember them because they were all terrible. But these are also all terrible. So get ready to hear some great Rotten Tomato scores and some fun reviews. Who knows? What if we love Bangkok Dangerous? I don't know. Maybe we love it. Bangkok Dangerous, baby. Oh, or maybe it is just that bad. We're going to find out.
You guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast, follow us on YouTube at Geeks and Flicks, or follow us on our Instagram at Action Movie Guys Podcast. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.